The rooster has well and truly crowed by now. It is 7:45, which means it's time for Rural Connection, and we're staying on trend with a chicken story. Now, Sam Pincott is the owner of Holbrook Paddock Eggs, and it expanded out from just a caravan of chickens to more than 15,000 chooks. And you know what? It was all in the name of fertilising his paddocks and improving the soil. This morning, I'm chatting to Sam just to find out exactly how this system works. Sam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Willie. Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. Now, before we dig right in, what qualifications do you need to classify yourself as having, let's say, a free-range farm in Australia?
Well, look, you don't really need any exact qualifications, but there are certain guidelines that we need to adhere by and follow in order to meet the right criteria, definitely.
Right. Okay. So how does that work? Like, is it that you need to have like per space, like per chicken,
yes,
per space?
So, kind of? So look, there's a number of factors, but stocking density is the big one.
Yeah.
So legally, and this was sort of passed, I think it was back in 2018 as legislation, that free-range egg farming in Australia equates to having up to 10,000 birds per hectare, which is sort of roaming space of 1 square metre per bird.
Right, okay.
And I guess to put it into context, is what we're doing is instead of 10,000 birds a hectare, we farm on 40 birds a hectare, so very different.
Oh my Lord, those birds are living a life of luxury with you.
Absolutely, they're living the dream, definitely.
How do you move the chickens between your paddocks, and how long are they kind of in there for?
Yeah, so we've developed this farm based purely around the chicken enterprise, and then the other livestock, sheep, cattle, fit around the chooks. So we have big, long paddocks that are they're approximately 1.5 kilometres long, and we start the sheds at one end and just each week move them down 50 to 100 metres each move. And so it takes us a good sort of 9+ months to get from one end to the paddock to the other, which gives the paddock where they've been a good amount of time to recover and grow and utilise all the nutrients that we're putting back into the soil.
Yeah, how greatly have they improved your soil? Like, what have you noticed?
It's amazing. So on this particular property, we've been here for 7 years now. We've been doing the egg farming for 11. And when we came on this property 7 years ago, it was there was just a lot of what most people would call weeds, I guess. Cape weed, Patterson's curse, thistles, fleabane, which are the woody weed type grass. Whereas today, looking out here right now, there's just a mass of phalaris, clovers, ryegrass. Just really good quality pasture.
Have there been other curious farmers contacting you about starting a similar process, or is there scope for you to take your chickens to other properties?
Look, when we started, we found that we knew of two others in the country that were doing this in a similar fashion, and found it very difficult to get any information at that time. So over the years, we have had it would be hundreds of people come and ring or come and look to see what we're doing. And we've been very open with sharing our knowledge. And a lot of them have gone to, you know, and started their own farming enterprise, which is really exciting.
That is exciting. And in terms of the range of other stock that you have, so you have cattle and lamb as well. Like, do you have other animals on your farm?
We do. And look, a lot of them, they come on adjustment, so we don't actually own those animals anymore. And farmers just pay us essentially to have those animals come and eat our grass.
Yeah, right. Okay. And then one last question before I let you go. What are the benefits of using chooks instead of traditional fertilisers?
Oh, look, for us, initially it was about cutting costs, but improving soil in a more natural sort of healthy state. So I guess, you know, the benefits for us is that we're not incurring that synthetic fertiliser bill, plus the soil itself, you know, being obviously a natural product, we're just really wanting to build on the natural microbes and all the bugs and grubs in the soil. And chook manure is just a fantastic tool full of, you know, nitrogen and phosphorus.
Yep. Sam Pincott, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a fabulous day out there.
My pleasure. Thanks, Willie.